This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Ian Henshaw. I'm a entrepreneur, have been for over 10 years, 15 years maybe. And I have had my own companies. And right now I am working in kind of the intersection between the new data economy and programs around that, and development of entrepreneurial communities for really combining those two for economic development.
Ian, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
That's a great question, Henrik. So entrepreneur in residence is something new for us. The Cary Innovation Center started in 2012, and we have had a couple of different organizations providing the entrepreneurial program. My involvement here started in 2014. And I moved my office here, and I'll give you some background of that in a minute, but I moved my office here, and shortly after that, we really didn't have an entrepreneurial program going on, so it was just mainly a real estate play, if you will. And so I partnered with the owner or the operator of the Innovation Center, and we started to roll out a entrepreneurial program. And it's just recently that we've kind of branded my role here as entrepreneur in residence. And so my role is to provide support for the entrepreneurs that are here, more informally than formally. We find that most of the people here have started a business. They pretty much know what they're doing. They need not a lot of support, but what they benefit from is some mentoring, if you will, on some business practices and thinking through their ideas to make sure they're strong, and then making connections with these people in the community. So my partner, Sheila Ogle, and myself, we've been plugged into the entrepreneurial community here in the Research Triangle area of North Carolina for some time. And so we have the ability to reach out to a lot of different people based on where the entrepreneurs in our center are going with their businesses and make the connections they need to be successful. So, and then about the Cary Innovation Center. So we've done many different programs over the years. We right now, so we're 5,000 square feet. We have 15, we have a shared office space with 15 private offices. We have a shared conference room and an overflow work area and kitchen and those sort of things. And we really provide no other service than the space. We provide Wi-Fi, and then we have a couple of memberships with some organizations like Chamber of Commerce that will be important to our members, where they can participate as part of our membership and find out if that'll work for them before they actually join. We went through a process. We really don't have a lot of space here for the what you would call traditional co-working. And so we went through an effort in 2015 to develop a co-working community. We had to find another facility to do that nearby and put on a lot of programming for entrepreneurs to build this entrepreneurial community. Unfortunately, the facility we had, which was really the only space nearby, was not suitable for co-working, and we verified that with many other people that have been in this space. And so that facility itself was not successful. So as true entrepreneurs, we ran for about a year. We pivoted a couple of times, did everything we could to make it successful. And when it wasn't really paying off, we decided to pull back. So what we have is we really fit that niche in the entrepreneurial space where people are moving their businesses out of their house. They need an office. And so we de-risk that by providing flexible terms on lease and some connections. And it's worked out pretty well. We success two ways. One is either people have started a business, they're here, and it's really not working out, so they have to go back home, which is fine. You know, that's a great way to do it before you've spent a lot of your capital. And then we've had a lot of other successes where people have grown from one to four and six offices, then moved out into their own space after they've been able to pass that hurdle, if you will, of that step of moving out of your house and starting to have this business life with assets and offices and those sort of things.
Ian, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
So I wouldn't necessarily say I've had any challenges. Fairly comfortable with my abilities as an entrepreneur. And so it's just being able to provide mentoring services to up-and-coming entrepreneurs that are new to the game, and I call it a game in some ways. It's played seriously, if you want to succeed. And so the successes we really had is just watching the companies in here that have grown from, you know, a single owner operator to having multiple employees and some infrastructure, and then realizing that they need some professional space that is branded their own and their own office, and move to some other location that and can take on a, you know, 3 to 5 year lease and really start growing the business with some structure. So that's a success I like to see.
And what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
That's another good question. I'm not sure. I always take my advice with a grain of salt, and I suggest anybody else do that as well, because there's so many different ways of going about success, and not every way is going to be successful for you. Yeah, that's something you need to take on board a lot of information from a lot of people and find out what works for you as an individual in your drive and passions. So entrepreneur residence is the question is your motivation for doing it. My motivation is to help other people be successful. My goal is not necessarily to get any financial benefit out of this. It's more of a personal benefit, realizing that I'm able to help the entrepreneurial community at large. And then in some way, obviously it does. So it helps brand and market what I do. And that's really a separate thing that people can see some of the skills that I bring by what I do as an entrepreneur in residence and help other people be successful. And so as people are looking for individuals to help them be successful in some larger operation or idea they have, then they might consider involving me in that part of it. So I would suggest to other EIRs is really look at your motivation about why you're doing it. We call it in a way ruthlessly commercial, where there are points where as you're trying to benefit yourself and get money, it's counterproductive to what you want to do. And so a lot of times giving back to the community is a way that you're able to get more back than what you've actually given out. And sometimes it's hard to see that.
Ian, where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
Another great question. So my work as an EIR, I'm pretty transparent. I've got, you know, my LinkedIn profile is pretty comprehensive. I do have a SlideShare account, and we have a YouTube channel, and we post a bunch of things. And then specifically, so my work as an EIR, I think, is pretty transparent, and I try to be that way as much as I can. And then where can we learn about entrepreneurs in residence? So I would default to you and what you're doing here, because I think I haven't really come across a lot of good resources, and I think what you're trying to develop here is going to be a successful resource or a great resource and be successful for people that want to fill the role of entrepreneur in residence.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.